once again, people of God, it's good to see all of you on this beautiful day. I hope you had a great rest last night, and I hope that you are ready for what God wants to do again this morning with your life. Hallelujah. We want to just spend some time this morning in His presence and allow Him to bless us and allow Him to do a great work in our lives. Why don't you, you know, maybe call your friends and your family to join us to be a part of this as we bow down and worship Him for a couple of minutes before we partake of the Word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, worshiping. Jesus, the King. Jesus, the King. Of kings, worshiping. Oh, worshiping. Consuming fire. Your house is becoming a holy ground right now as we worship, as we adore Him. Hallelujah. Consuming fire. Consuming fire. Sweet perfume. He's awesome. Praise. Feel this place. So come and come. Hallelujah. We welcome you all. It's good to worship the King with you this morning. It is such a joy to bow down and worship Him. And can I tell you something quickly? The coronavirus is going to bow down. Hallelujah. And Jesus is going to redeem our land of South Africa. And Jesus is going to return the glory that South Africa once had before this pandemic arrived. I believe that South Africa is going to come out of this situation with God's help. It's not by our own strength. It's by the strength of God. Hallelujah. So I just want to continue encouraging you to pray. You know, as you guys know, today is Friday. We are fasting and we will be praying. We won't be streaming live from 4 o'clock because we streamed live on Wednesday. But from 4 o'clock, I want everybody to be in their rooms praying and asking God. You know, we're going to send you the prayer request. And we want to encourage you to be praying in your house, inviting the presence of God to really intervene on behalf of our nation. Hallelujah. You are welcome again to Daily Oil, and today we're going to look at oil for transformation. Hallelujah. And it's all about change, you know, it's all about change. And I believe that everybody wants to change in one aspect of their lives or the other. We all want to see aspect of our lives change. We all want to see a change in our character, a change in our behavior, a change in certain habits that we have developed over the years. But you know one thing? Sometimes it's difficult to change. Sometimes it's even impossible to change. But the good news that I have for you this morning is that the very same Holy Ghost I've been talking about all this time is the agent of change. He is the one who can empower you and I to experience real change, not temporary change. Not motivational speaking change. You know those things, you go for motivational speaking, they charge you for 2 hours. Then after you go home, you forget the whole thing, and then you're back to square one. I'm talking about a permanent change. There is a song we used to sing years ago, "It shall be permanent. What the Lord has done for me, it shall be permanent." Hallelujah. And I pray that the changes the Holy Ghost is going to bring your way will be permanent changes in the name of Jesus. Amen. We started seeing the changing ministry of the Holy Ghost from creation. The Bible says that the earth was without form and void, but the Spirit of the Lord was hovering upon the face of the water. So when God said, let there be light, the Spirit of God was activated and he started changing circumstances. And ever since that time, the Holy Ghost has been involved in every change that happens here. That also involved the change in your own personal life. Hallelujah. Let's look at what the Holy Ghost did, for example, for a man called Saul, who was just a shepherd man and who God was seeing as a king. How did that change happen? The Bible says in the book of Samuel chapter 10, 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 6. At that time, the Spirit of the Lord will come powerfully upon you, and you will prophesy with them, and you will be changed into a different person. When will you be changed into a different person? When the Spirit of God comes upon you. So the Spirit of God, the arrival of the Holy Ghost meant change. And I like the way the other translation says it. It says, the Spirit of the Lord will control you, you will prophesy with them, and you will be transformed into a different person. How many of you would like to be transformed into a different person? Maybe you are shy, you want to become more, you know, outspoken out there, you want to be more out there, but you don't know how to do it. You want to change, you want a new CV. Basically, you want a new CV for your life. I'm here to tell you today, the Holy Ghost is your CV. Amen. The Holy Ghost is your CV. Hallelujah. We see what the transformation that the Holy Ghost brought in the life of Peter is amazing and astonishing. Listen, Peter spent 3 years with Jesus, and you would have thought Peter had changed. Yet there were still a lot of areas in Peter's life that were not right. We see this when his master got arrested. The man turned into a different person in a wrong way. In the book of Luke 22, 56 to 57, the Bible says, a servant girl noticed him in the firelight and began staring at him. Finally, she said, this man was one of Jesus' followers. But Peter denied it. Peter said, Kofi akwa. Kofi akwa. I don't know what you're talking about. Woman, he said, I don't even know him. Hey, Peter. The very name Peter was given to you by the man. Your name is Simon. But he said, I don't know the man. I've never seen him in my life. Can you believe it? After Peter is with Jesus 3 years, Peter needed a change. And he did it 3 times. He denied the Lord 3 times. I tell you, but a transformation came for Peter. The Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 2, from verse 1, the Bible says, and when the day of the Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat up on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterances. And they were dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men out of the nations under the heaven. So there were many people that were in Israel, and they heard about the noise that came, and they came to check what was going on. I'm just going down a little bit. And some of them, in verse 12, and they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what does this mean? Others mocking the disciples said, these men are full of new wine, meaning the disciples have drunk and they are drunk. Verse 14, but Peter, hallelujah, but Peter standing up with the 11 lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwelleth in Jerusalem, but this be this known unto you and hearken to my words. Wait a minute, what just happened? Peter few days earlier, a little slave girl made him deny Jesus. But when the Holy Ghost came, now Peter is standing before thousands of people. The reason I'm saying thousands is because when he finished this speech, 3,000 people got saved. So he went from fearing a little girl to saving 3,000 people. That was a total transformation. And all of that was the result of the arrival of the Holy Spirit on his life. Hallelujah. Another person that has a drastic transformation was the Lord Jesus himself. You know, Jesus was known as the carpenter's son. But when his life changed, everybody was amazed. I'm picking my reading from Luke 13, verse 55 to 57. And these people were amazed. They said, "Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother's name Mary? And aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Aren't all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own hometown." Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. People knew Jesus as a carpenter, a person who makes chairs, a person who makes cupboards, a person who makes coffins. Can you imagine the transformation from making coffins to coming and standing before people and saying you are the Son of God? That was a drastic transformation. That is the same type of transformation God is going to bring your life by the Holy Spirit. Your family will not recognize you. I believe many people that knew me don't know me. I mean, they don't understand what's going on with me. I believe so. Even when I came to South Africa, people who knew me then do not understand how I became the way I became today. And I want to tell you something. The same Holy Ghost is going to do that same work in your life. Hallelujah. Just trust him for transformation. And there are two major areas where the Holy Ghost is going to transform you: your character and your charisma. In your character, the Holy Ghost is going to work on the non-fruit of the Spirit. And on your charisma, the Holy Ghost is going to work on the nine gift of the Spirit. If you want to know more about this, join us next week, Monday, same time, same place. I will be showing you how the Holy Ghost can change your character. And I will be also showing you how the Holy Ghost can change your charisma, meaning your influence. Hallelujah. It's going to happen next week. Don't miss it for nothing. Hallelujah. Quickly, before we close this morning, I would like to help somebody here who hasn't given his life to Jesus. You know, if you are not born again, I want to lead you to a powerful prayer this morning that will change you from a sinner to a saint. Are you ready to pray with me? Declare after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Forgive my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen." Well, friend, if you've prayed that prayer, the Son of God has entered your heart. Like I've been saying every single morning, you are no more a sinner. You are now a child of God. Right now, I want you to send us a message there on Facebook and tell us what God has done for you. And I'm going to send you a gift, either via WhatsApp or via your email address, whatever avenue you're going to give me. I will send you a gift just to appreciate you for giving your life to Jesus. And from there going forward, if you are staying in the areas around the Bojanala districts, I would like you to connect with us so that after the lockdown, we can hook up. Hallelujah. But on the meantime, if you belong to another area altogether where our ministry hasn't reached physically yet, I would like to encourage you to join a Bible-believing church where you will be taught the word of the Lord. Amen. This is Pastor Pascal again, reminding you that you are alive to give life. Tomorrow, do not forget, at 4 o'clock, we're going to have a live worship. Many of you joined me last week, Saturday, my wife and I, and you were so amazed. You haven't seen much. Come again this tomorrow. Join us. We will sing a little bit more and we'll worship the Lord together in beauty of holiness. And you know, and of course, why not Sunday, a live stream. We're going to be online again, worshiping God, hearing the word of the Lord, being blessed. I know many of you are beginning to enjoy this lockdown. Don't enjoy it too much, because soon we're going to be going back to work, back to school, back to everything else, and especially back to church. Hallelujah. God bless you. This is Pastor Pascal reminding you that you are alive to give life. Therefore, use your life to be a blessing to the world. Hallelujah. Stay blessed. Amen.